You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. From time to time, we have a series here called My Economy, stories about people making a go of it in this economy. And for the latest installment, the story of a budding entrepreneur.
My name is Maurice Harris, and I am the owner of Bloom & Bloom Coffee, located here in Echo Park in Los Angeles, California. I've lived there for 15 years. I've seen rapid change happening in the neighborhood, buildings going up left and right. And I was just like, my neighborhood is changing and I can either be a part of the solution or just complain about it. My first business, which is flowers, is an extremely luxurious business. Our opening price point for arrangements is $200 plus delivery. I mean, I can't afford that and I own the business. Then I was thinking about, okay, but like a $5 latte, that's approachable. My brother came aboard and was like, I think this is actually a good idea. And he started a whole business plan that was flawless and beautiful and amazing. I mean, I'm saying that, but like, was it? I think it was, actually. Now, nobody tells you that like your business plan is just a plan. When you get into reality and you bust open walls and the city and the health department and building and safety come through to do their inspections, you have no idea what they're going to say or what's going to happen. And so whatever your business plan is, you should probably have at least 40% more resources available to you because your project is never even kind of going to come close to what you think it's going to be. The biggest frustration of the whole project was the electricity. The city required us to upgrade the whole building, not just our space. That came with an 11-month delay, just right there. Period. No answers. Stop project. We were supposed to open up December of 2017. Then we were supposed to open up winter of 2018. Then it was supposed to be April. I was very conscientious about wanting this space to be a place where everybody can go and everybody can afford it. But with an 11-month delay, what happens to your price point of what you're selling? It immediately has to go back to the customer because now we have all these loans to pay, we have all these employees to pay, and our reserve has just like literally been deleted by that 11-month delay. We want our price point to be engaging so that everybody feels like, wow, this is of good value. It's not just like some fancy place that forgets about all the people that are here. But that has been a really, really tricky equation to figure out because of money.
How great is Maurice? And this series only works with your help. Let us know how your economy is doing at marketplace.org.